time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Amanda McIntosh. She is with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. We're going to talk about a fun race run that they've got coming up in November. Registration is open until about the middle of October to the end of October. Two different kind of tiers there. We're going to talk about what it's all for and where it's going to be. You can't ask for a better location. Get some great views down there. Amanda, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. It's almost been like a weekly appointment with you and I.
It's getting that way.
People are going to start talking.
It's getting that way. We need to talk about, let's talk about the Who Do You Run For 5K, 10K.
Yes, the Who Do You Run For 5K, 10K Run or Walk for Suicide Awareness is taking place on Saturday, November 7th. And we are super excited to bring this to the community. It's something different, something new that the Hope Squad hasn't really done before. We've done our smaller walks during the month of September, but this year with COVID, we had to expand it a little bit. And so we're going to take the race to Goblin Valley State Park, hence the Hoodoos.
It's going to be beautiful. As I said, there's not a better place really to go for a run.
It's beautiful between the red rock and the different formations of the goblins. I mean, there's picturesque views any which way you turn. So
plus you waited until November, so it's a little cooler.
Yeah, because it's hot down in Goblin Valley. It is in the middle of the desert and the San Rafael as well. So we wanted to make sure that it was going to be a cooler time of year, encourage more people to come out, having the ability to spread out and physically distance to adhere to COVID standards. That was important to us as well. So we're looking forward to it.
Okay, so the race itself is going to be on November 7th. You guys, registration is open right now.
Yes, it is. So they can go to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand County's Facebook page, and there's an Eventbrite link there, or they can go straight to Eventbrite and just search for Who Do You Run For, and it's going to pop up, and they can register. It is open right now, and you can register for the low price of $65 per racer until October 16th, and then that cost does increase to $75 on the 17th of October through the 31st of October, and that's just to make sure that we have enough for t-shirts and finisher medals and the swag bags that we're putting together. I mean, these swag bags are above and beyond, Dave. It's going to be worth the $65. But we also are offering a kids run because we understand we don't want, our 4 or 5 year olds coming down and having to spend $65. So for our kids run, which they can participate in the 5K or the 10K, they can register at $20 per person.
And that does not go up. That's going to be all the way until
the end
of October. That's
straight through the
end
of October, yes.
Okay, so you've got quite a bit of events that are planned around just this race, right?
Well, we have quite a bit of support from around the state, actually, coming down to help support us. The American Foundation of Suicide Prevention is 100% on board, and they'll be coming down. And Links of Courage, which is another great organization that brings awareness to suicide and prevention that way. And then we have USU Heart Extension, or the USU Extension Heart Program is partnering with us. We've just got so many partners from around the state that are really pushing this forward.
Okay, so as you said, it's going to be November 7th. Registration will start at 6 a.m.
Correct.
And the first race, you're going to kind of stagger it, you were saying.
Yes, so we need to stagger it depending on how many participants we have, right? We want to make sure that we're physically distancing. So registration table will open at 6 a.m. That's when the runners will come and get their bibs. They'll get their swag bags. They'll get their t-shirt, all of that stuff. They'll also get a wristband that will tell them what time their launching time is. And so then we'll have a runners meeting right before the first race. It kicks off at 8 o'clock.
Okay. And then you said you'll have water will be available. You're working on some sort of a sack lunch because it has to be, prepared ahead of time.
Yeah. So we are working with a couple of different companies to try and put a sufficient amount of food together for a sack lunch, which will include some fruits, obviously, and some snacks. We love our snacks. But we will have water available, our own water bottles, as well as having water down on the track as well. Because this whole race, Dave, what's so great about this race is it's taking place, the entire thing, on the hoodoo floor. So from the moment you step down off of the stairs, if you've ever been to the state park and you get to the start line and you take off, you're in the hoodoos, weaving in and out and up and down, and it's really intense.
It's going to be something a little unique.
Absolutely.
People that have done 5Ks or 10Ks before.
Yes. And it is a trail run, all terrain. Just keep that in mind. So you'll want to be prepared as you come down with your camelbacks and your shoes and things like that, for sure.
Okay. Now, you're saying that with all the staggered start times and everything, everybody should be back by 11 o'clock at the main pavilion, correct?
We felt that that was a substantial amount of time for anybody that's running or walking the 10K, the 5K, that they would be able to make it back to the top pavilion by about 11 o'clock, at which point we'll hopefully, you know, provide the lunch and then give out finisher medals. We're also giving a first, second, and third to runners in the 5K, the 10K, as well as the kids runs. And then that'll all add up to our keynote speaker, Mr. Ryan Stream out of Emory County. He's a Iraqi war vet and is a current YouTube music sensation and also a survivor of suicide loss. So we're honored to have him, grateful that he can give us some of his time to spread messages of hope for us.
And you're hoping that everything should be wrapped up by 1 o'clock for
1 o'clock
afternoon.
At the latest, yeah. And then that way you can still have the rest of the afternoon with your family to explore the hoodoos and even further, and make sure that you're stopping into our restaurants and whatnot in Green River, or if you're going to Hanksville or whatnot, just explore the area, because winter is coming, snow is coming, it'll fall, and you won't be able to get out as much. So take advantage of this beautiful weather while we have it.
Okay, it's the Hoodoo You Run for 5K, 10K. Run walk that's going on November 7th. We're talking with Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. Now, all the money is going to stay with the Hope Squad, correct?
Absolutely. That's one of the major things that we want to stress to our community, is any registration that happens or donation that's made to the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties stays in our three counties. And our three counties are struggling. You know, we're trying to keep out of the top, you know, four or five highest counties in the state for suicide deaths. So all of this money will go right back into the community to spread messages of hope, give out you know, prevention trainings and like QPR, and also other events for our survivor suicide loss.
So once again, it's going to be a lot of fun. November 7th, running in Goblin Valley. It's a 5K, 10K. Who do you run for? You were discussing that USU Eastern is doing something to kind of help people out as far as a shuttle.
Yes, absolutely. So USU Eastern has donated one of their sports buses so that people that don't necessarily want to spend the $20 for the park entrance fee, which is not covered in the registration, but also would like to carpool there and back, can contact me and I can get them in touch with Terry Johnson with the Sun Center. He's going to be the driver of the bus there and back. That'll help with the traffic in the state park, as well as some of the costs associated with going down there.
Okay, so if anybody has any more questions about this, how do they get in touch with you?
You can contact me through the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, Grand County's Facebook page. You can call me at work, 435-636-1153, and I'll be more than happy to get you some more information and in touch with all of the goodies.
All right. Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. Thank you for coming in today. It is the Hoodoo You Run For 5K, 10K Walk Run, November 7th, down in Goblin Valley. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information, you can always check out our videos online at KOALITV.com. You can also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.